With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi says during the Biden years, the FBI secretly investigated members of the Senate in a bid to, in Bondi's words, take President Trump off the playing field. Bondi is testifying this morning on Capitol Hill, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And defending the deployment of out-of-state National Guard troops to Chicago, Bondi tells Democrat Senator Dick Durbin, if you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will. Today, day 7 of the government shutdown, and there's no end in sight. For a fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill, one that would have ended the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says if this mess isn't resolved soon, there could be big trouble ahead.
I can't imagine that it could go longer than a week, because in the middle of this month, on the 15th, that's when the paychecks being withheld gets very real.
Johnson speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Israelis marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that sparked the war in Gaza.
Hamas units had stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children, and old adults. 251 others were abducted. Around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Economic uncertainty has sent the price of gold skyrocketing. Gold futures topped $4,000 an ounce this morning for the very first time. Checking Wall Street now, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading about 83 points to the upside. The NASDAQ Composite Index, though, is down a fraction, while the S&P is off 3 points. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists launch new attacks on Christians in Mozambique.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that's allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the past 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. Simon Burton, a Manchester native, says, "We are Jews, but we are English. We've lived in Manchester for 150 years. We belong here." SRN News. Worldwide oil production expected to increase.
A group of countries that are part of the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporting countries has agreed to a small boost in oil production, citing a steady global economic outlook. The group said after a virtual meeting on Sunday that it will raise oil production by 137,000 barrels per day in November, the same amount it announced for October. The group has been raising output slightly in a series of boosts all year after announcing cuts in 2023 and 2024. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The crash of a medical helicopter on a highway in Sacramento, California, has left three people hospitalized in critical condition. The injured two women and one man were on board the helicopter. It crashed around 7 last night on eastbound Highway 50 in Sacramento. Authorities say there were no patients on board at the time of the crash. More details at SRNNews.com.